And I want to, first of all, thank very much our folks, Myra Ford, for being in studio with us. Myra, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Now, the reason I said we're going to hook this all together, and there's some other people to introduce in the studio as well, is that you're an employee for a company called UST Global, which is a multinational?
That's correct.
IT corporation,
right? That is
right?
Correct, yes.
And what kind of things does UST Global then do in IT?
Well, UST Global actually provides IT services for a vast number of industries, but we are IT services project-based organization that works with one-third of the healthcare claims in our country are processed on UST systems, as well as, I believe, of the top 10 retailers globally, only one of them we are not working with their point-of-sale systems.
Wow.
So we have a lot to do with IT services across the board in many industries.
Talking about big IT departments. And if somebody else who's with you from the company is Sheila Petaway, right?
Yes.
Sheila Petaway, thank you so much for joining us. Your role, and we'll talk about that a little bit, is as a coach here in Detroit. But basically what's happened is that UST Global, with this massive company that's involved in IT, has decided to pick a focus in particular to helping minority women to be able to get into IT. First of all, why is that such a big hurdle?
Oh, gosh. Foster, you know what? I know you've had recent guests that have talked to you about the STEM environment.
Exactly.
STEM education.
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Correct. And the CEO of our company sits on the National Council of STEM Connector in Washington, D.C., chairing, actually, the subcommittee on African-American women as it relates to STEM. And it's just very clear that there's a disparity of women being involved in STEM fields. And UST Global has taken it upon itself through our foundation to train minority women in the area of technology.
Now, Sheila, as somebody who's going to be a coach here, what are some of the keys to interesting to young black Chicano minority women in information technology?
Okay, can you rephrase the question?
What are some of the keys to catching the attention of these people? I mean, is it cool to be involved in IT? Is it harder to get people connected to that?
Well, I will tell you, it is cool. I've been in IT myself for many, many years. It is cool. Not only does this program get them into the IT field, we get them careers. We help them develop a career and transforming lives. That's what this program is all about, is transforming lives of our ladies once we get them into these fields.
Well, it must be an even bigger challenge in Detroit, because I know with the Detroit school systems, there's been such a hard time. It's like a constant hurricane blowing against that system. And to get young people to kind of believe that they can have a career must be a challenge.
You know, we've witnessed with the ladies that are in the program, they are, a lot of times, women are indoctrinated from a very young age and told that they are not supposed to concentrate on technology, as an example.
Sheila, you're shaking your head.
Yes, it is true.
Yep. It is true. How does that work itself out? I mean, where do you hear that? Who would dare talk that way to you?
I think, you know what, it's interesting. You hear it. It's unfortunate. You hear it in your home sometimes. You hear it in your classrooms and other times. You know, so it's just this reinforcement that says that women are not supposed to have the intellect to be able to study technology. And at UST Global, with the Step It Up program, our goal is to literally flip that whole paradigm on its head and make sure that we know that we are training minority women in the field of technology, preparing them for careers, transforming their lives and transforming their communities in doing so. The classes that we have, we've got more than 60 ladies in Detroit
now
that are being trained in the field of IT.
So how is a woman find out about, well, you're finding out about it now, folks. But I mean, how do you get involved in it?
Well, you know what, Foster, can I share with you? We launched the Step It Up program here in the Detroit market back in March. This is 5 of 10 cities that we are going into, Atlanta being our first, Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles have already launched. We're going into other markets as we step forward. But the mission from our CEO was that we would be training minimally 5,000 women over the next 3 years across this country. And that's just literally the only thing that prevents us from training more women than that are the partnerships that we gain with corporate America so that the ladies have positions when they complete their assignment.
So does UST, your company, do the training?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And you know what? Can I share with you?
Yeah.
We do the training. We pay the ladies for their training as they go through training and participate. We provide them with brand new laptops for their training. And when they graduate from training after 90 classroom days of training, we guarantee them positions with UST Global.
Wow. Now, we have one of those ladies in the studio with us. Monique Cleveland is here. You're a Detroiter, I understand, Monique, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Grew up in the Detroit public school system. How did you hear about the program, and how did you get involved?
Sure. Actually, Foster, I heard about the program through a coworker. At the time, I was working in a position, and they had begun to reduce our hours. So we kind of knew that the end was coming soon.
Handwriting on the wall.
Exactly. And that friend of mine, she asked me one day during a lunch period, you know, do you think you'd be interested in IT? And because, you know, long time ago I had an interest in it, I just did not pursue that. Mm-hmm. I told her, yes, I am interested in it. And, you know, I began to fill out the applications and, you know, things of that nature. And here I am today.
Wow, that's neat. Now, you are, I believe, a mom, right?
I am.
I mean, so you're a grown lady. Yes. I'm going to put it that way. Just, mm-hmm. Is that who you are recruiting on? This isn't for school kids. Is it for women who are already in the workforce? Is that the target?
You know what? We actually, initially our target was minority women, right. And we knew that we wanted women that had some college experience, mm-hmm. Associate's degree. But within our program, even today, we have a wide variety. We have women who have some college. We have MBAs in our program. Mm. We have people that have been unemployed and those that were unemployed, or maybe they were on unemployment benefits and their benefits had even run out.
Or Monique, like you, underemployed.
Underemployed, exactly right. So, I mean, we have gone through and worked with the Michigan Works Agency and the Detroit Employment Solutions Group, and they have been able to really help us. We started this with an assessment process because the ladies have to go through an assessment and be interviewed so that we can select them for as candidates for the program. And really what we have found is that we're looking for women that have the passion like Monique does, that has that intellect and has the right attitude, because if they have the attitude, we can teach them IT.
Now, Sheila, how does a woman connect with this? Maybe there's somebody listening to you right now saying, I love that. How do I connect?
Well, for anyone who's involved in getting into the program, they can go to joinstepitupamerica.com. That's joinstepitupamerica.com. And once they complete that profile, someone will contact them. And as Mari said, they have to complete an assessment. So the assessment will be sent to them. And once they successfully complete the assessment, they're on their way to actually being accepted into the program following an interview.
Age range on this? Is there any?
Oh, my goodness. Can I tell you some great stories about this?
Oh, please.
We have two mother and daughter sets.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Young women. We have women that have been in the workforce for a while. We have, I was talking to one of our students just the other day, Foster. This young lady, Kim, just really struck me. Uh-huh. Kim has twins, girls, 4 month old girls at home, and she's participating in our program every single day. So we have a whole gamut of the students and really what their desires are. But Kim is a prime example of a lady that is going to transform the lives of her family. Her kids are going to see her going off to work in an IT profession, and they're going to realize that they too can be professionals in the IT field.
Now, I know that there are women who are listening to this across our state. Matter of fact, down into Indiana as well and into Ontario. But in terms of the area that you folks are serving right now, is it particularly Detroit that you're serving? Is that where you're focusing your services right now?
Well, our first cohort of classes, yes, are in Detroit. They're being conducted at the Wayne County Community College District East Campus location. And we've got great partnership with them. But at the same time, the program is only limited and can be taken literally anywhere geographically.
Oh.
We just have to have a class of 30 women and the corporations in the community willing to partner and take these graduates on when they complete the course that they're going to be, that they are taking.
Now, I want to make sure we talk about that. We're going to taking a break shortly, but remind me, Myra, to talk about the partnership with the corporations.
Thank you.
Because that's a really important part to this.
And, yes, it is.
It's what makes this thing possible, I think, in many ways.
It's what makes it possible, and it's what keeps me up at night. So I would definitely like to chat with you about the partnerships, definitely.
We will definitely talk more about that. Now, what we're going to do, folks, by the way, is to put a button on our home screen. It'll be under the show notes right now where you'll see the smiling faces of Myra Ford Jenkins and Sheila Petway and Monique Cleveland. Right now, we're going to put a button up there for you to click on and be taken to joinstepitupamerica.com so that you can yourself find out more about getting involved in that. That's your level of interest. And I'm sure we're going to have a way for corporations to get involved in this conversation as well. When we come back, Tig, I would like you, from your experiences at Quicken, to get involved in the conversation about women in IT as well. All that coming up as the Internet Advisor continues. Foster Brown here, along with Bill Carver and Tig Klima. And those are my two partners today. And by the way, they're the people who are going to be helping me answer questions after the top of the hour. And jot down this 800 number, 800-859-0957. That's the number we'll be taking starting at 5 o'clock for an hour. They'll be here helping to answer questions about Windows programs and your machines or MacBooks as well, Macs as well. They've got lots of experience on that side, too. Well, and our conversation up to this point has been about a fascinating project that UST Global, which is an international corporation which works with IT, information technology, and providing people who are skilled in IT to and working for many other companies around the world globally. In studio with us is Myra Ford Jenkins. She is the manager for Michigan for the Step It Up America, and that is a program that UST has put out, created to attract minority women in particular, not just attract them, but really give them the abilities to be able to step into the IT industry. Am I right on that, Myra?
You are exactly right on that. We are training the ladies over a 90 classroom day environment in the field of IT in both either what we would consider to be non-programming or programming-related fields in the IT space. The ladies are in training every single day, 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and there are four pillars that we train them on, and the four pillars start with soft skills, being able to do things like conduct a meeting and gather requirements in a business meeting, and being able to dress in a professional manner. So the soft skills are taught as a part of the pillar. Mm-hmm. There's the IT or information technology foundation, that kind of core competency that's provided to them through their training, as well as a select discipline that they would go into. QA testing is one of our specialties, or Java programming, .NET programming.
So they can branch off into
into disciplines
that fits with their personality.
Correct. And then a lot of times, the fourth pillar that we experience with our training with our ladies is that the company partners, corporate partners that we're gaining, want for them to become knowledgeable about the systems that they're going to be using. So, like, as an example, Home Depot is one of our clients in Atlanta. Mm. Home Depot provided the ladies that would be joining their team with computers that were equipped with literally all of their software they could be prepared prior to graduation, and when they started, they would be ready for the Home Depot environment. So the ladies are gone through very extensive training. They are assessed on a weekly basis several times. They do things like even flip the classroom, where the ladies are training each other, peer-to-peer training.
I love that. Yeah,
so the instructor may do it during the day, morning, and in the afternoon, the ladies are training each other.
Monique is with us. Monique Cleveland is from Detroit, is in that course right now. How long have you been involved in that coursework?
Since May.
Since May. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's it like for you?
It's very exciting. And it's very challenging, I must admit to you, but I'm finding it to be very fulfilling, so I'm really enjoying it.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, we also have a coach in studio here. Coach Sheila.
That's me.
Where's your whistle? I was looking for a whistle around there. What is your job with this program then?
Well, my job is basically to monitor the ladies to make sure that they have everything they need to be successful. I also do the soft skill training for them as well. From day one, I'm with the ladies to the last day that they're in the program. In addition to, once they get hired, I'm there with them to support them as well.
That's excellent. Tig, I'd like you to get involved in a conversation here. And Tigney, we call her Tig, Claybaugh is with us in studio. You've been involved since the 80s in IT, or in computers, period, and most recently in IT. When you hear this kind of a conversation, would this have been a program that would have attracted you as a young woman?
Absolutely. I would have been ecstatic. I would have been jumping up. I'm jumping up and down now. I'm like, hey, come on. I got a tan, you know. Can I get out? this is wonderful. I have goosebumps. It would have made a huge difference in my life, because I pretty much had to be self-taught.
Yeah.
And every time I would go to a job interview or take on a new position, they'd look at me like, she's going to stick around. You know?
I want to relate to one thing. This is focused towards minority women, but women are a minority, period, in IT, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what, Foster, the statistics even right now, I think something I heard just recently, 2.8% of women, minority women, are in the IT, make up the IT workforce today. Mm-hmm. And when you take out the help desk and those IT-type support-type positions, we're not even 1% of the population. So women are definitely underrepresented in the IT space, and that's a part of the reason for the program.
Monique, what area of specialization is interesting you?
Java programming. That's what
Java
I'm currently being trained on now.
That's fascinating. Did you have a background in that? Or
I had no background whatsoever.
I love it. What kind of background did you have in computers before you got involved in
None.
This?
other than just your regular, you know, home
sure,
computer.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
None.
Wow, that is mm-hmm. fascinating. Now, how old are you? You're an eighth child?
I have a grown daughter and recently a grandmother, so.
Oh, so what does your daughter think about you getting involved in this?
She thinks it's wonderful. You know, some of the times when it has become a little challenging for me, she had to remind me, you know, Mom, you know this is a boot camp, right?
So I love it. Mm-hmm. I bet she's proud of you.
She's very proud.
Oh, that is mm-hmm. so neat. Now, before we get too far off of here, Myra, we talked before. Myra Ford Jenkins, by the way, is the UST Global Representative who is managing the Step It Up America program here. Oh, by the way, I posted that link. If you want to, it's on the internetadvisor.net site. It says find out more about Step It Up America. Click on that and it should take you to that site where you will be able to register for well, unless I get rid of the 404 error that's in there right now, which I will. I don't have to be in IT to know that I screwed something up. I'll get that fixed. In any case, you can be able to click on that eventually and find out more about that. You were talking to Myra about corporations
yes.
and their involvement.
Yes.
Tell me about how corporations can be involved in this.
Well, you know what? We are finding that the best way for us to make the program successful is to make sure that we're talking to the CEOs and the CIOs of the corporations and the communities that we're located. So here in the Detroit market in particular, the way that corporation partners can really help benefit this program is to take on graduates when the graduates come out of our training.
Of course.
Yeah, so we're talking about ladies that right now we have two classes, more than 60 ladies between the two classes, one of which is a QA or quality assurance testing group, and the second is the group that Monique is in, which is the Java programmers.
Mm-hmm.
So the local corporate community, they're looking for IT talent. We know that there are a tremendous number of IT jobs that go unfilled in the Metro Detroit area every year. So the corporate community could partner with UST Global, take the ladies on as employees in their organization, and we ask that we stay along, you know, that we have our hands on the ladies for at least 6 months or so after they graduate from our program,
because
we're
the way you have hands on, it would be to have like a coach,
correct,
right, work with them, talking about troubleshooting some of their experiences in the job
place. There's several things that we do. We, you know, they do have a mentor that or a buddy that will be assigned to them. UST Global has 15,000 consultants globally, so a mentor that is an experienced person that's been around for a couple of years would be assigned to each of our graduates.
Mm-hmm.
To go along with that, there is continuing education that's offered to the graduates as well. One of the tracks that we offer is a project coordinator, as an example. Well, the project coordinator could receive continuing education and be on the path for a project management certification. So we want to make sure that we're offering continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that I like about how UST supports the grads is that, let's say Monique gets out into, you know, a job environment and she has a question and she doesn't quite know how to ask, you know, that question internally. She doesn't want to embarrass herself, maybe.
I got you.
Well, we have a internal portal and blog that she can get into and get all types of responses from people who've been working in that very same environment and can support her from a global perspective. So we offer that ongoing support at least minimally 6 months after the graduate comes out of our program.
How do your graduates, how will Monique be connected to UST Global afterwards?
She actually, upon graduation, she becomes a UST Global employee.
Oh, wow. So you not only have the tie to the local company, but you're also part of this UST
Correct.
Global.
That's exactly
Ooh.
Right.
Folks, I think I finally fixed the link during our conversation. In any case, I'll work on it to make sure that it does work. We will get that link too, so you can click on Find Out More About Step It Up America. And I want to thank Myra Ford Jenkins, you for being here.
Thank
Sheila
you.
Petway and Monique, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank
I can't
so
believe
much.
You're a grandma in the first place.
I am.
Oh, my goodness. Hey,